You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. A second mural was unveiled this weekend in Atascadero as a part of the Equality Mural Project. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about the goal of the project and what the artists hope to accomplish through their work.
Zoe Zappas started the Equality Mural Project 2 years ago with the goal of adding 10 murals to downtown Atascadero that all depict different aspects of equality. Zappas says the culture of Atascadero has been shifting with new businesses and younger families. She says she hopes these public murals will get a conversation going about the importance of making space for everyone.
I find art important, and especially public art that everyone is faced with, has to grapple with. I love this concept of, here's a topic, it's displayed in a somewhat covert manner, and try to figure it out and piece it together. And I think that it kind of moves the narrative forward a little bit. I just want to be able to offer a different perspective.
Isaac York is one of the muralists involved with the project. He finished his design last week and unveiled it on Saturday. It's painted on the side of the Sherwin-Williams paint store. York's mural is called Block Party, and it depicts a variety of Japanese wooden balancing stones known as Tumi-ishi blocks.
They're a Japanese generational toy, all of which are hand-shaped and unique in their own ways, whether it be different sizes, different shapes, different wood grain, different colors.
He says the goal for his piece was to highlight the benefits and beauty of diversity.
My thought was, it's just like how all these blocks are really diverse, so are our own communities. And the fact that there's this beautiful stacking block reminded me of the fact, too, that we all come together to form these bigger, better structures.
York says it took him just under 2 weeks of evening painting to get the mural done. He says he was really welcomed and supported by the community. York says he hopes his mural will inspire people to ask questions and learn more about equality and equity in general. Zappa says these murals are also a way to bring a buzz to downtown and help boost business. The owner of the Brew Coffee House building in Atascadero offered a wall for the first mural in the project. Zappa says the owner of Brew has already seen more customers coming in who are stopping to look at the mural. 8 more mural installations are expected to make their way into downtown Atascadero over the next couple of years. Zappa says they're still fundraising and looking for available walls for the remaining murals. To find out more about the Equality Mural Project, visit our website at kcbx.org. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.